President Bush has reversed long-standing U.S. policy on the Middle East by endorsing Israel's plan to hold on to West Bank territory occupied since 1967. During a meeting at the White House yesterday with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, the president also explicitly rejected the right of millions of Palestinians who fled during the Arab-Israeli War of 1948 to return to what is now Israel. Palestinians say these are final status issues which the United States has no right to bargain away. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
In throwing his support behind the Israeli Prime Minister's long-sought plans to hold on to land that Israel conquered in the 1967 war, Palestinians say President Bush has forfeited the U.S. role as honest broker in the Middle East peace process. A worried Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa expressed the collective outrage of the Palestinians at the U.S. shift in policy.
We are the Palestinians. We reject that. We cannot accept it. We refuse it.
PLO legal advisor Michael Tarazi says the settlements that Sharon has helped build and President Bush now calls new realities, which any final peace plan must take into account, are in fact illegal under international law.
I am very disturbed by the idea that Bush would say that in effect these new realities mean that they just simply get to stay. Because if I'm an Israeli, what I'm going to understand by that is, well, let's just keep building more and more settlements, make them bigger and bigger, and then we'll get to keep them. It was very much the wrong incentive to give to the Israelis, and it will definitely backfire and in no way support the peace process.
Headlines in today's Palestinian papers call the U.S.-Israeli agreement a second Balfour Declaration, a reference to the 1917 British statement calling for the creation of a state for the Jewish people in what was then Palestine. Yasser Abed Rabo is a member of the PLO Executive Committee and an architect of a framework for a settlement known as the Geneva Accord. Rabo says with the U.S.-Israeli agreement, President Bush has killed the roadmap for peace that he himself endorsed.
What happened is a dangerous turning point. The peace process has ended completely, and Sharon's plan has become the American administration's plan. Bush expressed a desire for a Palestinian state, which includes refugees, but he has also agreed to let Israel expand its borders to include settlements, and that leaves a Palestinian state with limited land for its people and refugees.
The president says that he does not want to prejudge any final status questions to be negotiated, such as the right of return. But with the U.S. throwing its weight behind Sharon, Palestinians say President Bush has done just that. Arab-Israeli Abdul Malik Dahomshey represents the fundamentalist Islamic movement in Israel's Knesset and says President Bush and Prime Minister Sharon have a confluence of interests. There is an alliance and sympathy between Sharon and Bush, Dahomshey says. While one is killing Palestinians here, the other is killing Iraqis in Iraq, he says, and adds, each one needs the support of the other. Sharon returns home with a diplomatic coup that he is expected to exploit when his deeply divided Likud party members vote early next month on his unilateral plans to pull out of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians gave Sharon's plan to evacuate settlers and soldiers from Gaza short shrift too, saying it is a year off and that afterwards Israel would be allowed to retain the right to patrol the air and sea of Gaza. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.